With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The Montana Health Department reported 47 more deaths from the coronavirus since Friday and confirmed 166 new cases Monday. A new tab on the state's Montana COVID Tracker website Monday reports weekly vaccination numbers by county, including the number of those fully immunized after receiving both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Demand for the vaccine continues to severely outpace availability. The state reports Montana's federal vaccine allocation is about 13,000 doses per week. In Yellowstone County, Billings Clinic hired more staff to cover phone lines when vaccine scheduling opened to those in Phase 1B Monday morning. Billings Clinic CEO Dr. Scott Elner says interest is extremely high.
Between 7 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., we received 27,000 calls.
Billings Clinic, the largest healthcare system in Montana, is offering about 975 appointments this week. St. Vincent Healthcare, the other major hospital in Billings, didn't receive any first doses from the state's allocation this week. Most counties and facilities are not scheduling appointments more than a week in advance due to supply unpredictability. Governor Greg Gianforte will deliver his first State of the State address to a joint session of the Montana Legislature this week. Gianforte's speech is scheduled for 7 p.m. Thursday. Montana Republican lawmakers are advancing four bills that would limit abortion access in the state, capitalizing on the election of a Republican governor for the first time in 16 years. Three of the bills are repeats of similar bills vetoed last session by former Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Current Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has promised to, quote, defend life, unquote. That gives anti-abortion lawmakers and activists hope that the bills will be signed into law. The bills include a ban on abortion in most cases after 20 weeks of gestation. The bills advanced to a third hearing on the House floor in 63-33 votes Monday, largely along party lines. The Montana House voted to advance two bills impacting transgender youth Monday, despite opposition from a broad coalition of healthcare providers, human rights activists, and business owners. One bill would prohibit transgender youth from participating in school sports according to the gender with which they identify. The second would ban gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors. The bills face a third vote on the House floor before moving to the Senate. Supporters say the bills would protect the integrity of women's sports and defend minors from life-altering medical treatment. Opponents say the bills would hurt the physical and mental well-being of transgender youth. There's more local news on our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.